ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நம. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் க்ருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். யம் ப்ரஹ்மா வருணேந்திர ருத்ர மருதஹ ஸ்துன்வந்தி திவ்யைஸ்தவைஹ வேதை சாங்கபதக்ரமோபநிஷதைஹ காயந்தி யம் சமகாஹ த்யானாவஸ்தித தத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தி யம் யோகினஹ யஸ்யாந் தன்ன விதுஸ்ஸுராசுரகணாஹ தேவாய தஸ்மை நம. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நம. சாங்க்ய யோகோ நாம த்விதியோத்யாயஹ. So in the second chapter with the title Sankhya Yoga, we are seeing the portion where Bhagavan Krishna is explaining, unfolding the essential nature of the individual. Tvam pada lakshyarthaha means the implied meaning of the word tvam, which is the essential nature of every individual. What is an individual essentially? To arrive at it, Shastram says, one has to see the very truth of the mind. The truth of the mind also, the truth of the mind is that which lends existence to the mind, that which lends consciousness and sentience to the mind. And the truth of the mind also has to be arrived at, the very truth of one of the cognitions, and that is the first and the foremost of the cognitions, I. When you arrive at the truth of the entire universe as the truth of the individual, as essential nature of the very mind, that too as the very content of I, the dead end of the mind, the first and the foremost of the cognitions, knowledge of self-existence. We do see the fact of the reality of the I, the content of I, the sarupa of I being abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. That is what is the reality is. And that reality is one. Even though it is all pervasive, available for recognition the mind. Therefore, it is not divided. It's undivided, indivisible, partless whole, being all pervasive. And this one indivisible, undivided, partless reality is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as a sarupa of the knower. Therefore, this reality is implied by the term jnanam, pure knowledge. And that pure knowledge alone, being all pervasive, is implied by the term atma. And that atma is beginningless, endless, changeless, absolutely indestructible. Therefore, Bhagavan said, identity with the Atma alone will relieve a person from the fundamental problem of the common human universal fundamental problem of sense of mortality, sense of death, sense of insecurity, sense of smallness centered on I will be resolved, which is freedom. That's why he said, Panditahana Anushochanti, wise people who have right identity, whose identity is shifted from anatma to atma, who see clearly what is absolutely indestructible and what cannot be prevented from change. Do not grieve. He said, Panditahana Anushochanti. Wise people do not grieve for those who are alive, those who are dead. And he also explained this Atma, being the truth of every individual, is always there. There's never a time the Atma is not. There's never a time the Atma will not be in future. There's never a time when it was not. There will never be a time when it did not be there. To explain that, he said, Arjuna, there was never a time I was not, you were not, all these kings were not. There will never be a time all of us will not be. All of us are essentially one. All of us are essentially one. All are one, though all are not equal. All are not equal in the standpoint of the upadhis. Upadhis, the arriving, departing, constantly changing upadhis, the mithya upadhis are different. The standpoint of upadhis, all are not equal, but all are essentially one. Then part of that essential reality, all of us are indestructible. And the changes do happen in the part of the body. The Atma is absolutely of the nature of changelessness. Being beginningless, endless, being changeless also is the very nature of the Atma. Therefore, the bodies, Atma continues to be there in the body, changelessly, going through different stages which are changes. Similarly, assuming another body, continue to be in another body is also natural for the Atma. Having said that much, Bhagavan talked about what is the cause of the pairs of opposites. The experience of inevitability of pairs of opposites, Bhagavan talked about. Mind does come in contact with the external world of objects through sense organs. Therefore, when there's interaction with the external world of objects, the experience of pairs of opposites is something inevitable, unavoidable. And those experiences of pairs of opposites being ordained by Bhagavan Dham of natural laws, in conformity with one's own punya papams, they come and go. They're time bound. They're impermanent. So understanding their nature and the cause, Bhagavan said, I am a mukshu, as a jignasu, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, should learn to endure them. Arjuna, Tantitikshaswa, he said. And the person who doesn't allow himself to be afflicted by those parts of opposites alone becomes eligible for the attainment of immortality. All this Bhagavan said initially. Bhagavan has come to the crux verse, the second chapter, where Bhagavan defines what is absolutely real, what is empirically real. Absolutely real is that which is beginningless, endless, changeless, and which is causeless. Therefore, which is of the self-existence, which has independent existence. And the absolutely real alone is said to be Sat or Satyam. And anything which has beginning, which has end, subject to change, which has different existence, is mithya. Otherwise said to be asat. So Bhagavan, we saw asataha bhavaha. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat is that which has no independent existence of its own. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Sat is that which has no non-existence at all, which means which exists always. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate means Sat is that which exists always. And the person, this and the Tattvadarshis are the people by whom this truth of Sat and Asat, Satyam and Mithya, have been clearly understood. This is the basic understanding we already have of this verse. Na sato vidyate bhavah, na bhavo vidyate satah, ubhayorapi drishtontah, tvanayos tattvadarshibhihi. Where Bhagavan explained very clearly, Shankara Bhagavatpada, when you say Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, explained very clearly the example of clay pot. Just as a clay pot does not have independent existence of its own without clay, its cause, this universe also has no independent existence of its own. So with reference to clay pot, clay being the cause is mithya, satyam, whereas pot being non-substantial form, name and function is mithya. Namarupa karmatmakam, namarupa karmatmakaha ghataha mithya. Why it is mithya? In spite of its being available for experience, the pot is available for experience, enjoyment. It serves a purpose. It's a utility. Still pot is mithya. What is pot? Pot is non-substantial. There's a substance called pot minus clay. Clay alone has substantiality. Clay is the substance. Whereas pot minus clay, being non-substantial, is mithya. Clay is a the pot is nothing but a non-substantial form, name and function, which has no independent existence of its own, which has pragabhavaha. Before it was made, it was not. After it is destroyed, it will not be there. It has pradvamsa bhavaha. In between also, it is as though. Before the origination, pot is not. Clay alone is. After the destruction, after it gets broken, pot is not, clay alone is, clay alone will be. Even when it is existent, pot is existent, enjoys the status of being existent, even then, in the middle, pot is as though existent. Why? Because pot is just an appearance of the clay. Clay alone is in the form of the pot. There's no such a substance called pot minus clay. Therefore, even in the middle, it is not really. That which is not in the beginning, that which will not be in the end, is not there in the middle also. This has to. Because the appearance of the clay which alone was, which alone is going to be. The form is mithya. Name is mithya. The purpose served by it is also mithya. This with this example he explained what is satyam and what is mithya. With reference to, please may don't take clay as satyam. With reference to this example clay pot, we understand clay is satyam, pot is mithya. This example should be, with the help of this example, we have to understand what is satyam with reference to this entire universe. With reference to this entirety of the cosmos, satyam is Brahma, absolute reality, abstract formless reality, implied by the term Brahma. And this entire universe, the objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, is mithya, which is asat. Why? Because the absolute reality, implied by the term Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, is also known by the term Atma. And this reality, obtaining as the Atma, is Satyam, Because there's no beginning, there's no end, it is changeless. And it's absolutely independent. The abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, implied with the term Atma, has independent existence of its own. Where the universe exists, universe doesn't exist. When it was available for experience, it's not available for experience, still Atma is always there. Without being dependent on the world for its existence. Whereas this objective universe, being material, product, elemental, is the nature of inertness, can never come to light by itself. To have the status of being existent, the universe is dependent on its being known. The universe has to become the known to be existent, to enjoy the status of being existent. To become the known, it is dependent on the knower. And there is no knower other than this abstract reality. Even the reality is not the knower is the reality. Exactly like, it's like, we say the light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is light. And the world of opaque things, though not created by the light, though not produced by the light, the world of opaque things is dependent on the light to become illumined, thereby to shine, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent. The world of opaque things can have the status of being existent, can be considered to be existent only when the world of opaque things shines. It has to shine, it has to be illumined. If it has to be illumined, there must be illumination. If there must be illumination, there must be illuminator. And who is the illuminator? Illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the opaque world, the world of opaque things. The light by itself, from the standpoint of the light, we cannot call the light illuminator, because illuminating is not an action on the part of the light. You can say light is an illuminator if illumining is a will involved action. Illumining is not an action on the part of the light. Illumining is the very nature of the light. Therefore, light is not the illuminator. From the standpoint of the light, light is not the illuminator. Illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. Which means, there is no illuminator other than the light. Illumining in the very nature, in its mere presence, the world of opaque things shines. Therefore, if you ask, who is the illuminator? There is illuminator. But for whose presence? But for the presence of which the opaque things become illumined. That illuminator is nothing but none other than the very light. So the swarupam, the truth of the illuminator is light. Similarly here, we all talk about knower. Who is the knower? The knower is a qualification attributed to this abstract formless reality. So reality is not the knower, because knowing is not an action. Knowing is the very swarupam of the reality. Therefore, knower is a qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known world of objects. The Swarupam of the knower, the truth of the knower, but for whose presence there cannot be knower at all. That is the abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma. And this Atma is one, it has no beginning, no end, it is timeless, it is always there. It has independent existence, therefore Atma is Satyam. Other than Atma, whatever is the known. Anything and everything other than the Atma comes under the category of the known. Drik and Drishyam. Drishya Prapanchaha. Drik is the Atma. Atma is not the Drik, but the Drik is the Atma. Other than Atma, whatever is here is Drishyam. And the Drishya Prapanchaha is Anatma. The Anatma Prapanchaha is Mithya. It has no independent existence at all. There's a time when the universe remains unmanifested, resolved. It is not available for experience. In deep sleep state, it's not available for experience. When you wake up, again it's available for experience. This is how there is a time the entire universe becomes unmanifested. Again, it becomes manifested. From being unmanifested, it becomes manifested. So the universe, this mithya universe, comes and goes. Jayate gachati iti jagat. Jayate gachati iti jagat. And it is understood through sense organs. The word is prapanchaha. Prapanchate iti prapanchaha. And this universe is nothing but material in its nature. Therefore, it is of the nature of inertness. It has no independent existence at all. And before it becomes manifested, it obtains in the form of Maya. When the Maya becomes manifested, universe. The universe becomes unmanifested, there is Maya. So Maya undergoes a change to become the universe. The universe becomes unmanifested and remains resolved as Maya. And Maya also is the cause of the universe, is also Mithya. And the universe also is Mithya. So cause and effect. Maya, Karana Maya, Karya Prapanchaha, Karyam Jagat, Amithya. Cause is mithya, effect also is mithya. And what is satyam? It is the abstract, formless reality, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being. As Swarupa of the knower, I is implied by the term Atma. The Atma alone is satyam. Therefore, Atma, the satyam, is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma is not the maya. The Karana Maya. Atma is not the Karyam Jagat. What is Atma then? Karana Karya Vilakshanaha Atma. Atma is that which is distinct from the cause and the effect. Which is neither the cause nor the effect. Which is distinct from the cause and effect. But the cause is also Atma. Effect also is Atma. Because the cause and effect and no independent existence outside of, apart from Atma. Physically, Karana Maya is inseparable. Karya Prapancha is also inseparable, non-separate. But Atma is distinguishable as Karya Karana Vilakshanaha. Atma is distinguishable as that which is distinct from both cause and effect. ஆத்மா அலோனே சத்தியம், அனாத்மா மித்யா. This much you understood. When Shakyamukhapada explained with the clay spot example, he explained sarvaha vikaraha karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe asat. Every object is in the world is nothing but modification. The effect itself is said to be vikaraha. Why? Because modified form of something or the other. Therefore, everything in this world is mithya. It has no independent existence of its own relative cause. And the cause also has to undergo change to become an effect. Therefore, cause is also mithya, effect also is mithya. When Shakyamukhapada explained this karanam and karyam are mithya, so this entire universe is mithya. Why? Karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe asatvam. The pot, etc., any effect and every effect, being a product, being a modification of its respective cause, has no independent existence of its own, therefore everything is mithya. It has a status of being mithya. In the same way, the entire object universe also is mithya. Atma is satyam. It was then, when Rangpo explained this, now we have to come to the class, today's class. Here comes the Purvapakshi with his doubt. So Shankara Bhagavatpada's basic unfoldment of the verse, the given example, is over. It is then the Purvapakshi comes with his doubt. If karyam is mithya, karanam also is mithya, then in his perception, in his view, I will not say vision, okay, view is a contention. Contention is subject to differ from person to person. Whereas vision is of the fact, which doesn't change from person to person. So, now, Purvapakshi here is the one who raises objection. Means, who comes with his doubt or query. And here, the Purvapakshi is Shunyavada Bodha, in whose view there is only nothingness, which means absolute reality, or is satyam is not there for him. Karanam is mithya, karyam is mithya. What is there is only mithya prapanchaha. Therefore he says, tad asatve sarva abhava prasangaha iti chet. So he says there is the situation of having to accept the non-existence of the absolute reality, which means there is no such thing called absolute reality at all. There's only mithya prapanchaha. Then Chakrabhupada's answer was given, which also explained. What was the answer? Na. Na means what? Na tatra sarva abhava prasangaha nasti. Sarva abhava prasangaha nasti means what? There is no such a thing called absolute non-existence of the reality. There is no such a thing called non-existence of the reality. There is absolute reality. What is absolute reality? Let us remind ourselves. absolute reality is that which exists always. Which exists always means it cannot have a beginning. It cannot have a beginning means it cannot have a cause. It does, that which doesn't have a cause, that which has no beginning, which means that which cannot, that which doesn't undergo any change. Beginningless because causeless. Causeless, therefore changeless also. Being changeless, it has no end, is a change. There's no, it is endless. So we had to explain like this. Causeless, therefore changeless, beginningless, changeless, endless. So being causeless, it has no dependent existence. Reality is not an effect to a dependent existence. It has independent existence. It is what is satyam. So, no, there is absolute reality which is of this nature. How can we understand it? It is that reality which is there in the form of existence. Existence is technically known as sat or satta. Satta means existence. Sat also means existence. I've used the term reality. Sat means real reality. Reality is in the form of existence. In what form does the reality obtain? Reality always obtains in the form of existence. I gave example last class also. With reference to ocean, water is the reality. How do we say? Because if we remove the water, ocean will lose its existence. There will not be the meaning of the word ocean. There will not be the form ocean. The word ocean will be meaningless. Therefore, the ocean will disappear without water. Therefore, that which exists and that which lends existence to this form, name and function called ocean is water. Reality with reference to ocean is water. In the same way, the reality with reference to this entire universe is what? The reality with reference to this entire universe is implied by the term Atma. And this reality obtains in the form of existence. Just as water, the reality of the ocean, obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. If you ask, in what form does water obtain? In the ocean. The water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. Clay obtains in the form of existence of the pot. The gross examples don't stretch. Light obtains in the form of existence of the world of opaque things. Similarly, this reality implied by the term Atma obtains in the form of existence of the entirety of the universe. So existence being a noun, abstract nature of the reality. In fact, we have to understand reality in terms of its nature of being existent. Nature of existence. That is existence. When you say the world is, Jagat Asti. Jagat Bhati, Jagat Asti. The world shines, therefore the world is. The world is means the isness of the world is what? Existence of the world. Jagat is the word. The verb is stands for what? Existence enjoyed by the world. Jagat is means the Jagat enjoys existence. Jagat is existent. there is an existent jagat which is available for experience. Therefore, when we experience any object, every object, we not only we experience the object form, name and function, we also experience simultaneously existence enjoyed by the object. Existence is experienced. Object is experienced. Object is experienced means existence of the object is also simultaneously experienced. Even though we do not pay attention to the existence enjoyed by the object, it's abstract. Still, in experiencing any object simultaneously, the existence enjoyed by the object also is experienced. That experience, that existence experienced by us along with the object means what? Along with the given form, name and function. Any object can be reduced to three words. Form, name and function. Table, form, name and function. Chair, form, name and function. Man, form, name and function. The purpose. Door, form, name and function. Any object, every object can be reduced to three words. Nama, Rupa, Karma. Nama, Rupam, Karma. So, along with the form, name and function, what is experienced simultaneously is existence enjoyed by that given object. Existence of that object. Therefore, that existence enjoyed by every object is Brahma, Atma, reality, Satyam. In what form does Brahman obtain in this world? Brahman, this abstract reality, is in the form of existence enjoyed by every object, any object, all the objects, the entire cosmos, including time and space. Time enjoys existence. Space enjoys existence. Elements enjoy existence. Elementals are. Living beings are, non-living things are, life is, functions are, actions are, everything which is here as part of the universe enjoys existence. But that existence enjoyed by everything in this universe is reality. Is the nature of reality. That is how Paramatma is. That is how Bhagavan is. That is how reality is. Reality is the name of existence. Jagataha sattarupena Brahma bhati, Atma bhati. Existence is Brahma. Existence is the absolute reality. Brahman obtains name of existence of everything. Just as every wave enjoys existence in water, water is the only existence of every wave. Here, the abstract formless reality is actually of the nature of consciousness alone is in the existence of every object here. That is why there is no object. There cannot be something called object with cannot have status of being existent if it doesn't have, if it doesn't enjoy existence. That existence is Brahma. That is why it is said, Ingu Angu Endru Enamal Engum Neekamara Nirayindirukkindra Paramparul. It's all pervasively. Reality is there, realm of existence, Brahma. And how do we know? Srimad Bhagavatpada made very clear, hey, Sarva Abhava Prasangaha Nasti, that Na should be explained like this. Sarva Abhava Prasangaha Nasti. There is such a thing called total non-existence. There is the existence of absolute reality. Why? He gives the reason. Sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. As there is available always two cognitions, two experiences. In experiencing, in cognizing any given object. When we experience a given object, there's experience of the Namarupa Karma. Simultaneously, there's experience of the existence of existence enjoyed by that object. Therefore, he says, Sadbuddhihi Asadbuddhihi iti buddhidvaya upalabdhehe, that we have twofold experience. In one given experience, in one single experience of any one given object, we do have two experiences. That is Sadbuddhihi and Asadbuddhihi. What is Sadbuddhihi? Sat Asat means any mithya object is meant by the word asat. And the knowledge, the cognition pertaining to that mithya object is asat buddhihi. Our experience of that mithya object is asat buddhihi. Sat buddhihi means what? Experience of the existence of the object is the existence enjoyed by the object is Sat. Object is Asat. The Namarupa Karmakyam Karmakya Vishyaha Asat. The object denoted by a given word, having a given form, serving a given purpose is Asat. Object is Asat. The existence enjoyed by the object is Sat. So, Vishayaha Asat. Vishayasya Satta Sat. Existence is real. Existence is real. Sat. Whereas the object is mithya. And when we experience an object, we simultaneously, we have the experience of mithya object. We have experience of real, the satyam also. Satyam, obtaining him of existence of the object. You can never experience wave without water. You can never experience opaque thing without light, illumining light. The same way we can never experience any object without experiencing the existence enjoyed by the object. Experiencing any given object is in fact experiencing the existence enjoyed by the object. The object is asat. The knowledge, the cognition or experience pertaining to the asat object, asat, even asat buddhihi, the cognition or experience pertaining to the existence enjoyed by the object is sat buddhihi. We have two four experiences. Therefore what? There's always existence. We can never say there's no satyam at all. Point number one. Second, yet he's explaining what is satyam, what is mithya. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. Now he explains beautifully. What is sat? What is asat? Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati. The cognition, the cognition of that which changes, the cognition, the experience of which undergoes a change is asat. The cognition experience of which doesn't change is sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati. The cognition of that which does not undergo change is sat. That is sat. Which is sat? That is real. The cognition of which does not change, the experience of which does not change is real. Whereas yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. The cognition or experience of that which changes that, the cognition of which, the experience of which changes, that is asat. The cognition, the experience which does not change, cognition of that, the cognition changes, the experience changes, then the object of experience, that the experience of which the cognition changes, experience changes, it is mithya, asat. The experience of that doesn't change, it is sat. Okay. Now let me stop here and explain here. Let us take this example of light and opaque thing. When I say table is, there's a table experience. When the table is experienced, along with the opaque table, what is inevitably, unavoidably experienced is the light. The illumining light and the illumined table are simultaneously experienced. Illumining light is experienced along with the experience of the illumined table. When the chair is experienced or cognized, along with the illumined chair, the illumining light is also experienced. The opaque things are countless. Chair, table, door, window, pot, pen, book, man, woman, living being, non-living thing, tree, green color, the leaves. Any opaque thing is experienced. Along with experience of every opaque thing, what is inevitably, unavoidably experienced simultaneously is light. Because existence of light is the existence of the opaque thing. Opaque thing enjoys existence in the presence of light. Existence enjoyed by the opaque thing belongs to light. Light is in the form of existence of the opaque thing. So in every single experience, the cognition of every single thing, the two things are simultaneously cognized, two factors are simultaneously experienced. So objects are different, many. There seems to be many illumining lights. Really speaking, illumining light is one. So whether you are experiencing chair or table or door or window or a living being, man, tree, a non-living thing, any object you are experiencing, any opaque object you are experiencing, living or non-living thing, these experienced opaque things are varied. Therefore, cognitions pertaining to these varied opaque things also different. Cognitions vary because the opaque things experienced are different, varied. Therefore, when I experience chair, the table experience is not there. When I experience door, and I cognize door, chair cognition is not there. Objects are different, cognized objects are different, experienced objects are different. Therefore, in experience, the cognitions also change. When the objects are different and objects change, objects vary, cognitions also are different. So object cognitions vary. But in all the cognitions pertaining to varied, in all the cognitions pertaining to the varied objects, what is invariably experienced is the light. In all the cognitions, in all experiences are pertaining to the varied opaque objects, what is invariably experienced is light. So light is invariably present. In all the experiences of various opaque things, in every experience of any opaque thing, what is continuously experienced, invariably experienced is the light. Therefore, the experience of that which does not change is Sat. The experience of that which undergoes a change, the experience also changes. Our object is different. Cognition also is different. Cognition pertaining to the object changes. Experience, but the object changes because object changes. Object is different. But as experience of the light does not change. Therefore, with reference to the world of opaque things, we can say the experience of light na vyabhicharati. Whereas experiences of the opaque things vary, change, vyabhicharati. There are all the opaque things experienced are nitya with reference to the world of opaque things. The light is sat. Opaque things are asat. Opaque things come under the category of asat. Light comes under the category of sat with the reference relatively. Now we have to extend this example to the entirety of the jagat, including time and space. The experienced objects are countless, varied. In experiencing every object, what is simultaneously experienced is the existence of the object. There's no difference in existence enjoyed by chair, the existence enjoyed by window, existence enjoyed by door, or existence enjoyed by living human being, existence enjoyed by dead human body, or existence enjoyed by anything here. Objects are count, objects experienced are countless, innumerable. And in experiencing, in cognizing every object, along with the experience of the object, what is simultaneously experienced is the existence enjoyed by the object. That existence is one, indivisible, undivided, beginningless, endless, changeless, invariably present in all the variable experiences, cognitions pertaining to the countless number of varied objects. Therefore, the existence is satyam. The experience of the existence enjoyed by the objects does not change. Na vyabhicharati. Experience of the existence of the objects does not change. Experience of the objects changes. Experiences pertaining to the objects do change, vary. Whereas experience of the existence enjoyed by any object, every object, does not change. That unchanging experience of unchanging, continuous experience of the existence enjoyed by varied objects is Sadbuddhi. That is Sat. That experience is what? That experience of which does not change is Sat. That the experience of which changes is Asat. That's what here Bhagavan says. Yadvishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yadvishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. Buddhihi vyabhicharati. Kasya ka buddhihi vyabhicharati. Kasya buddhihi vyabhicharati. Asat buddhihi vyabhicharati. Sadbuddhihi na vyabhicharati. Okay. Iti sad asad vibhage buddhi tantre sthite. Iti sad asad vibhage buddhi tantre sthite. Sarvatra dve buddhi sarvaihi upalabhyete samana adhikarane. This is the new lesson, today's lesson. Don't think I took so long. Because very important. Iti sat asat vibhage buddhi tantre sthite. See, buddhi tantram here is, buddhi tantram here means the means of experience is called buddhi tantram. So when there is the distinguishing or distinction of cognitive distinction of real and mithya, sat and asat. When, see, we cannot physically separate light and opaque thing. We cannot physically separate existence enjoyed by the object and the existence. Please make a note. We cannot physically separate the light and the opaque thing. Similarly, we cannot physically separate the existence enjoyed by the object and the object. But cognitively, intellectually, we can distinguish the sat and asat. So Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada says, this is how we distinguish, how we do not pay attention to the existence, but Shastram helps us understand that abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma or Atma, which is object of consciousness, alone is obtaining in the form of one and the only phenomenon, only existence, in the form of existence, enjoyed by every object. That is why the experience of the existence does not change. Even though the experience of the object changes. So we arrive at it. The experience of that which does not change is Sat. That the experience of which changes is Asat. This is how iti Sat Asat Vibhage Buddhi Tantre Sthite Sati. When there remains the classification or cognitive distinction, intellectual distinction or classification of existence, the real, and the object, the mithya, How? Through the means of experience. Sarvatra dve buddhi sarvehi upalabhyete samana adhikarane. Sarvehi, by all the people, dve buddhi upalabhyete, two experiences are attained. In experiencing every object, sarvatra means what? Everywhere. In experiencing every object by all the people, the two experiences are attained, gained. One is experience of the existence enjoyed by the object and the experience of the object. This experience of the existence enjoyed by the object does not change, whereas experience of the object changes. So now all the variable experiences of varied objects, there is constant, continuous experience of the invariably present existence. Invariable existence. Sarvatra dve buddhi sarvehi upalabhyete. Okay. How? Samana adhikarane. It's very important. Samana adhikarana means what? At this, in the same locus. Okay. Let me make it very clear. When we are experiencing the opaque object, simultaneously we're experiencing the light. So what is the locus, the time and space or place of these two things experienced, the light and the opaque thing? Same time, same place. You can't experience light there and opaque thing here. You can't experience opaque thing first, light later on, light first and opaque thing later on. Whenever, wherever you're experiencing an opaque thing, simultaneously, the same place, same time, you're experiencing light also. Inevitably, the very fact you're able to experience the opaque thing, because simultaneously, in the same place, you're experiencing the light also. Therefore, adhikaranam is samanam. The same locus, same time. Therefore, even though there are two experiences in experiencing any given object, simultaneously, the same place and same time, at the same time, the same place, same time. We do not, because we do not pay attention to the sat, we take it as one. So samana adhikarani, samana adhikarane sarvatra sarvehi dve buddhi upalabhyete. Sarvatra means what? In every experience of any given object, by all the people, definitely, whoever experiences anything, two experiences are available for all simultaneously, in the same place, in the same time. Samanadhikaranam. But we do not have cognitive distinction of these two, experience of the sat and experience of the asat. We do not distinguish. It is purely cognitive distinction, cognitive classification, intellectual distinction. Adhikaranam being same. What does it mean? the time and place being the same of both factors, sat and asat. The distinction, if the distinction is not there, they become mixed as though. They can't mix, get mixed, they as though mixed. And this non-distinguishing intellectually, cognitively, the sat and mithya experience of the mithya object and experience of the satyam, the existence, is said to be technically mithyanruta mithunikaranam. Mithya satyam mithya mithunikaranam. Satyam mithya mithunikaranam. Otherwise said to be satyanruta mithunikaranam. Mithunikaranam means not having cognitive distinction of simultaneously happening two experiences of two factors, two orders of the same reality. Satyam mithya mithunikaranam. Mixing up of real and non-real. Or satyandrita mithunikaranam. Okay. So again he continues. Na nilot palavat. One nakara comes there. We have two interpretations for this. Shankara Bhagavatpada has put na. He first gives the example na nilot palavat. Not like the experience of the blue lily. One tika written by Anandagiri includes nakara. It explained this. Another tika written by Ramaraya Kavi excludes this nakara. Whether we include nakara, whether we exclude nakara, still the explanation will be the same. What we have to arrive at finally will be the same. Neelam utpalam. Neela utpalam. Neela utpalam. Blue lily. Nilotpalavat means what? Like, not like a blue lily. Let me explain this first. Anandagiri, according to Anandagiri, na nilotpalavat, it's not like the experience of a blue lily. But it says samanadhikaranam, the experience of sat and experience of mithya object and experience of the existence of the object. The two experiences are simultaneous in any experience of any object. So Narandagiri says, na nilotpalavat, it's not like the experience of the blue lily. Means blue, when you're experiencing the lily, simultaneously, you're experiencing the blue color of the lily, the flower. Why? Because here the blue itself is what? Another object. The color also is another object. The odd attribute pertaining to the object. So it's not like that. The simultaneous experience of the blue color, the attribute, and this, when there's experience of the lily, the substance and the attribute, the noun and adjective are simultaneously experienced because they're inseparable. It is not like the experience, there's samana adhikaranam. The blue color and the lily have what now? Same adhikaram. The locus is the same. When you're experiencing the lily, the substance, the noun, the object denoted by the noun, simultaneously you're experiencing what? The attribute, the described by the adjective, blue. So you can say the samana adhikaranam. It is not like that. Because there, the blue color belongs to the very object. It's not like that. We can say existence enjoyed by the blue color, existence enjoyed by the lily, that existence alone is satyam, real, not the object. And Ramaraya Kavi leaves this na. He says, Nilot Palavati. He simply takes us for one blue lily. When the blue lily is experienced, along with the blue lily, the existence enjoyed by the blue lily is also experienced. And he gives many other words that Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives. Sanghataha. Sanghataha means what? Existent part. Sanpataha, existent part. Sanhasti, existent elephant. Iti. So, ghataha, pataha, hasti. Ghataha means pot. Pataha means cloth. Hasti means elephant. You can put any number of objects as you wish. The sun means existent. So the objects are different. Ghataha, pataha, hasti, these objects are different. But sun ghataha, ghataha asti, pataha asti, hasti asti means what? Pot is, cloth is, elephant is. You say objects are different. In experience of the pot, a cloth, or elephant, or any other object also, the experience of the object, experiences pertaining to the object differ, are varied, they change. In keeping the change happening on the part of the objects, and keeping the change of the objects also. Whereas the existence, the experience of the existence enjoyed by the objects does not change. The experience of the existence of the objects does not change. Whereas the experience of the objects change. We can say experiences, cognitions pertaining to the objects change. Whereas experience of the existence enjoyed by the objects does not change. Therefore, you have to remember here in this context, so the conclusion of the external world of objects is made from the standpoint of the internal experience. I repeat again, very important sentence. From the standpoint of internal experience, the conclusion is made of the external world of objects. Because experience of the objects change, experience of the objects changes. Experience of the objects is variable. Whereas experience of the existence of the objects is invariable. He says, evam, in this manner, sarvatra, tayoho buddhyoho, gatadi buddhihi vyabhicharati. So now he says, when you say, when there is pot experience, or cloth experience, elephant experience, man experience, house experience, in all these various experiences pertaining to various objects, we have two experiences. So pot experience is not a single experience. Cloth experience is not a single experience. Elephant experience is not a single experience. Door experience is not a single experience. No experience of any object is a single experience. In every experience of any object, there are two inevitable experiences. One is experience of the existence enjoyed by the object. There's another experience of the very object itself. Here, when the changes happen in the part of the object also, the cognition or the experience pertaining to the object changes. You see your friend. You had a friend whom you saw many years ago as a young person. When you were young, you saw your friend also as a young person. The same friend you see after many years, and the object has changed. The world, you see your friend, a much older person, change in the color of the hair, change in the condition of the skin, change in the size, looks. So in keeping with the change in the part of the object, the cognition pertaining to the object also changes. But the existence enjoyed by the object does not change. Therefore, the internal, the internal experience. But the existence is what? The experience is internal. The experience pertaining to our experience of the existence enjoyed by the object does not change. Because existence does not change. The person has changed. Young person has become old person. Young woman has become old woman. Black color has turned to silver color. Shining skin has become wrinkled skin. Skin with wrinkles. Thin, pretty, slim, beauty woman has become fat, bellied woman. Not a woman. Okay, man also. Why? Only man. Woman. So the object has changed. Therefore, the cognition, the experience of the object changes, whereas the experience of the existence enjoyed by the object does not change. Is it clear? Therefore, what? Sarvatra தயோகோ புத்தியோகோ கட்டாதி புத்தி வியபிச்சரதி. தி காக்னிஷன் ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சேஞ்சஸ், வேர்ஸ் தி காக்னிஷன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் என்ஜாய் பை தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டஸ் நாட் சேஞ்ச். ஏவம் சர்வத்ர தயோகோ புத்தியோகோ ஆஃப் திஸ் டூ ஃபோல்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், இன் எவ்ரி சிங்கிள் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் தேர் டூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், பிட்வீன் தஸ் டூ ஆஃப் தோஸ் டூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் ஆஃப் தஸ் டூ காக்னிஷன்ஸ் கட்டாதி புத்தி வியபிச்சரதி. நாலெட்ஜ் பர்டனிங் டு ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சச் அஸ் பாட் எக்ஸெட்ரா சேஞ்சஸ். Tathacha darshitam, and this fact has already been explained in the very beginning of the Bhashyam on this verse itself. Tathacha darshitam, it has been already explained. Natu sadbuddhihi, sadbuddhihi na vyabhicharati. Sadbuddhihi means what? Experience of the existence enjoyed by any object does not change. Why? The existence does not change. The unchanging existence, continuously existing existence, one existence, indivisible existence, undivided existence, is nothing but Atma, Brahma. Tasmat கட்டாதி புத்தி விஷய அசத்து. Therefore, again he says, கட்டாதி புத்தி விஷய அசத்து. Therefore, all objects of knowledge, objects of experience, such as spot, etc., are mithya. Object of experience such as spot, etc., is mithya. Why? Vyabhicharat, because of their variable nature, changing nature, because of the nature of changing. Natu sadbuddhi vishayaha, whereas not the existence enjoyed by the object. Not the existence enjoyed by the object which is experienced. Is not unreal, not mithya. Sadbuddhi vishayaha means the experience, the existence, experience of the existence enjoyed by the object does not change. Is sat. The experience of the object such as pot, etc., is not real. The object of experience such as pot, etc., is not real because it undergoes change, vyabhicharat. Whereas the existence enjoyed by the object which is experienced is real because it does not vary, it does not change, avyabhicharat. Due to its invariably present, invariable nature, because of its unchanging nature. Avyabhicharat sadbuddhi vishayaha na asat. Sadbuddhi vishayaha means what? Existence experienced, existence of the objects experienced does not change. Therefore, it is not real, not mithya, not unreal. It is real. Today, this much only I want to say. Is it clear? I have very few more subtle things I want to share today, but still, it's very important. Gatadi buddhi vishyaha asat. Not real, mithya. What is not real? What is mithya? Buddhi vishyaha. The object of experience, such as pot, etc., is not real because of the changing nature, vibhicharat. Sadbuddhi vishayaha na asat. So, whereas the existence of the object which is experienced does not change. It's not unreal. It's not asat. Because it does not change. Is it clear? That experienced existence. What is experienced existence? Is objectified? No. Experienced existence is manifested existence, which is experienced always along with the objects. What is that experienced existence which is not asat, which is sat? Experienced existence is the swarupam of the experiencer. Therefore, it is not an object. I'm going very slowly because I want you to memorize the Sanskrit sentences also. You should remain, stay in your mind. Because a lot of compounds, sometimes repeated, the class itself should help you see exactly what is being revealed as the heart of Shankara Bhagavatpada. See, clear? See, what I talked to you now, whatever I heard from Pujya Swamiji in different occasions, not exactly what is he said in one class. Put together everything I had to explain to you. See you all tomorrow for the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. Hereafter, try to see two experiences in every single experience. Because seeing means, it's called Brahma Darshanam. Seeing Bhagavan, always seeing Bhagavan. How can you see Bhagavan? Only from existence. There's not a fractional second you can miss Bhagavan. Pujya Swami used to say, every experience is Ishvara. Every experience is Brahma. And which experience you can miss? The experience of the existence enjoyed by anything you are experiencing. Called Samatva Darshanam also. Samadarshanam. Seeing a Brahman in my existence in everything is what? Samadarshanam. Brahma Darshanam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.